Good morning, Max Paddy.
Hello, good morning, Max.
Oh, it's good morning, Peter.
Peter Jones here.
Hello.
Hi. I don't know if you're aware, but I was in Scotland yesterday.
I wasn't aware, no. I wasn't made...
Oh, right. Excuse me, one second. Hello?
Yeah, what?
Yeah, hi. I can't talk. Can I call you back just now? Hello.
Yeah, I wasn't made aware until this morning, Peter.
Yeah.
Basically, I got an email from Mr. Davis.
Yes.
To say that for some reason that the meeting had been postponed. Now, to be quite honest with you, I'm not really sure what the hell is going on.
Well, it confused me because, I was obviously trying to reach you yesterday.
Yeah.
Because the last we spoke was, we spoke on Tuesday.
That's right, and everything was arranged.
By hook or by crook, I'll be there between 12
right.
and 4 on Friday.
That's correct, yes. And then I got an email from Mr. Davis to say that the meeting had been postponed. So I went up, by then I'd actually cleared Friday, for the meeting. But then I got the email and I decided, well, I might as well go out and get some work done, basically. So I wasn't available for the rest of the day, you see, so
you wouldn't have been able to...
Obviously, you've got my new number now, because we're actually moving offices, you see. I don't know whether Mr. Davis has explained that to you.
No, he didn't.
So, as I say, I haven't a clue why things have been shifted, really, to be quite honest with you.
Well, it's a mystery to me.
Yeah.
And to be honest, where I'm sitting, I'm so sure you can understand that.
Yeah.
Also very frustrated.
Tell me about it.
Travelling all that way was a complete headache. Because I've got to reschedule. We're all busy people.
Yeah.
If
you don't mind me asking, Peter, what is your part in this whole operation? Because I've not been told who you are and what you do or anything.
Right. Well, basically, I'm involved in import and export to and from Africa.
Right.
From various parts, east, west and south. But I don't really have a major role in this, other than the fact that the people I'm dealing with in Ghana have known me for many years and they trust me impeccably. So they've asked me to do this as a favour.
See, the problem I've got, you see, is I'm not sure what I'm paying. A friend of mine is. I'm not actually dealing with Mr. Davis personally in this business deal.
Yeah.
It's a friend of mine in the States, and he's basically using me to help him pay some money across.
Yeah.
I've got all this money here, and I haven't got the faintest idea what it's for.
Well, I have a pretty good idea.
Right.
It's nothing really to worry about.
Right.
It's shrouded in mystery, but...
Yeah.
Sorry?
This is what's worrying me. See, I've got all this money, it's obviously a substantial amount of money.
Yeah.
And I haven't a clue why I'm paying it to. I don't know the people I'm paying it to. So obviously it's getting me a bit worried. And obviously
what I can say to you on that front is when you're dealing do you have any experience in Africa at all?
None at all, none whatsoever.
Right, well when you do business in Africa, even me, I'm involved in the import-export business.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it all works on a cash basis.
Yes.
Although that may be a lot of money to you, sometimes we have consignments going to and from West Africa, and we're dealing in sums of cash of £50,000 plus.
Right.
To buy our goods, and then when we're selling the goods again, we're paid in cash. The banking procedures in West Africa are not as efficient as ours.
Yeah,
for one. And secondly, I'm not saying Ghana's like this, but there are some countries in Africa where your money, if you do transfers, just simply disappears.
Yeah, right.
Because of corruption and what have you. So
another problem I've got, you see, is you're the... I don't know whether you're aware, but you're the third person now that I was supposed to be meeting in Scotland, and at the very last minute, for some reason, something comes up and the people can't manage to arrive. So obviously it's making me more and more nervous each time. But
well, let's just nip this in the bud, because I just want to get this out of the way and relieve you of the problem and be done with it.
Okay.
So now, I can come up tomorrow. I can come up Monday.
So you're not going to be able to make it today?
Impossible now.
Right.
I've checked the flight availability, and it's just not on.
Right. In that case, I can only. As I stipulated before, I can only manage meetings on Tuesday, Fridays and Saturdays.
Right.
So it would have to be... The earliest after today would be Tuesday.
Right.
Within the same time frame, basically between, say, 11 a.m. and 4 p.m.
have an appointment.
Right.
Down
so,
here.
So then it's going to have to be Friday then.
Right. Okay, but can I confirm that with you now?
Right, so, you're definitely confirming Friday for me.
But if I can confirm that with you now,
right,
there will be no complications. It really is straightforward and simple.
Okay, that's
fine. I will be there on Friday between the hours of 12 and 4. There will be no exception.
How will you be arriving, Peter? By plane or train?
Again, you know, this is why I've said, you know, we'll leave it later for the latter part of the week, because I've now got to look at flight availabilities.
Right, understood.
Because it is chaotic and you know, coming up to Easter.
Yes, I guess
they could be fully booked and what have you, so I would need a couple of days to organise.
That's right,
that.
If you're going to be coming on a Friday, again, it's going to be Good Friday, isn't it, next Friday? So
well, this is it.
I don't know what the train or plane availability is going to be like. Well, I would presume that there will be flights, but whether they will be as regular as normal is another thing completely. But Good Friday would be perfect for me, because obviously my work schedule is totally clear for that day.
Right.
So if do you want me to give you 24 hours to check, just to make 100%?
Well, we don't need to, because I can assure you, as I said to you before, I mean, last time when I said I'd be there between 12 and 4, I meant it. I mean business when I say something.
Okay.
You know, whether I fly, drive, take a train.
I've got to say, you sound a lot more responsible and reliable than the other people I've spoken to, let me put it
well,
that way.
Well, there we are. I mean, it's a different culture, you know, procedures.
Yeah.
But I stick to my guns, and if I say I'll be there, I'll be there. It's as simple as that.
Okay.
Rain or shine or earthquakes or acts of God, I'll be there.
Fair enough. So for the sake of argument, we'll say Friday between 11 and 4 p.m, but you'll call me just to let me know when you've...
Sorry, you were cutting out there.
Sorry, just for argument's purposes, we'll say Friday for definite, next Friday between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m.
That's fine.
And you will call me to let me know when you've got a definite time or a flight booking.
Yeah, yeah. That
would be great.
Most definitely I will be there, so I'll be making arrangements today to fly up.
No problem.
So whatever, any communications you hear, as far as I'm concerned, I am booked, and it's not to be cancelled.
Right. That's understood. No problem at all, Peter. Thank you very much for that.
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.